My name is Ksenia Manchuk. I will introduce you now the essay of famous Ukrainian journalist Oleh Dyorka, which is called Political Winter in Ukraine. One morning I will wake up in the country described by George Orwell in the novel 1984. His world is an absurd place where everything is flipped upside down. In this reality, the Ministry of Peace is eternal war. The ambulance is engaged in thefts and grafters. The Ministry of Truth provide the constant propaganda of their horrible ideas. And the Ministry of Love is responsible for the arrests and tortures, terrors and murder, and is engaged in the clearing of society from the ill-being elements. In this world, I lost signs of my personality. I do not think, I don't need to. For what? Most of governance will mire me, will provide food to my sore body that even though it could provide a benefit to society. Working on. I don't love, because this feeling may overshadow more needs and social importance reflections. Love to political party, to Big Brother, the herit to the enemy, which can vary quarterly depending on the will of senior management. I do not write letters. I don't read. For what to think? Why do I torturing myself thinking? Everything had already been thought and decided by system. I just need to be, and that it. And then I die, and people will born the same like me. They will also live, and their bodies will get old, and then they will die and will born you. Big Brother will be our all stand, and save us from our mind, our freedom. In this world, war is peace. Freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. The analogy with this word of absurd can be done with modern Ukraine, in which the strange way the police authority that is obliged to protect and serve citizens take from them the most precious, their lives. The president, who is the guarantor of the constitution, is her biggest rapist. It is a non-utopian word of Englishman Orwell, isn't it? That just so great, there is one but. I could wake up in this world a few days ago, but something happened, death. To imagine immediately in front of the eyes young guys with blue-yellow ribbons on clothing with a sparkle in their eyes. Some of them like to walk in the mountains and love the dogs, love his distant Caucasian country. Some fled from their native homes and found a new homeland, Ukraine. And yet someone, we don't know, because their bodies are not found. They are still waiting for the mothers, wives and children, but they did not return. They were killed. Their slow mode, which scrapes trying to convince us that war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and Yanukovych is a president. I could turn into a minor clerk in the Ministry of Truth, but after the death of youngsters, I don't have any rights to be the product of an authoritarian regime or a silent citizen of a country without a future. What concerning me, when somebody asks me what is my mind on what is going on in Ukraine now, my first thought is, my God, good that I am far away from all of this chaos. However, another part of me wished to be in Kyiv, in the middle center of events. After the latest news about Ukraine, even I cannot just ignore it. I was never the greatest patriot of my country and always thought I should leave it. Happy to see and proud of those Ukrainians who are not like me, who are going to fight, or if needed, to die for their rights and their freedom. From the very beginning, when it all started, I was just a little bit skeptical about the protest. As I thought, in 2004, we already had one revolution, which gave us nothing and brought us nowhere. Thank you. A week ago, I have found in Facebook one widely viewed video clip where was shown riot police seizing a protester in traditional Cossack dress, forcing him to strip naked in the snow and beating him in full view of the crowd. It is not a secret that police and government is one a big corrupt organization in Ukraine, which do whatever they want with the Ukrainian people. Now in Ukraine, people, press are not protected. Journalists are afraid to do their job because if you are not mercenary one in Ukraine, you always have threat to your life. Thinking a lot about my country, about my friends, relatives and colleagues who are protesting in the Euromaidan, I came to the conclusion that since 2004, it changed a lot in the Ukrainians' mind.
The main square in Ukraine where people are protesting, also in these days, is called Euromaidan. Why it is called like that?
Originally, where people are now in the street, it's called Maidan Nezalezhnosti, Independence Square. We have already a revolution, as I said, in 2004, which is called Orange Revolution. And that time, Maidan Nezalezhnosti became just Maidan. It was very symbolic name. And now, because of the reason that our president just didn't sign this association with EU, with European Union, it's also had such symbolic name, Euromaidan, because of European Union.
After the Orange Revolution in 2004, is it easier to protest on the streets in the Ukraine and to insist on the human rights?
I don't think that protests are ever easy, especially in such a country like Ukraine. Maybe after the second revolution, this revolution, it's like people are more prepared than before. I think like one, two revolutions and Ukraine will be really not only officially independent, but really independent country. The Orange Revolution was a break from the past. This time people are taking to the streets to build a bridge to the future. The protests are no longer about EU or associations that EU proposed to Ukraine. This is a war against totalitarian regime. If today people are not in the street, we will become like in Russia. Personally, I don't think Ukraine should sign the association with European Union. The EU is one massive failure that should be avoided at all costs. Ukrainians better forget fighting to get on the sinking ship. Fortunately or unfortunately, Ukraine matters a lot in the world. It has ample natural resources, a highly educated workforce, and is situated in an adventurous geographical position. I think Ukraine, by most standards, should be an economic juggernaut, and as most of the Ukrainians who are now striking at Maidan, at Euromaidan, I believe one day it will become one of the most powerful countries in the world. That's why European Union, as well as Russian, always leaves open door for cooperation with Ukraine. To sum up, I want to say that Ukrainians lost already their fears in front of the small group of rich criminalists, who are now called the government. Only the president's resignation will be enough for them to leave the streets. These brave Ukrainians are at the Euromaidan defending their nation from their corrupt oligarch who constantly threaten their liberties and shy away from Western democratic values. Ukrainians are already Europeans in their mind. We are people who deserve to be free of Putin and Yanukovych chain. This isn't democracy. It is a fight for democracy and for a better Ukraine in the future.